Nothing seemed real anymore. From the window of the train, the track winding down the river valley looked like a model railway. In the distance, Brisbane's elevated timber houses and sandstone offices might be a child's building blocks. One more bend of the North Coast Railway and it would all be obscured by mountains. There was no going back. Eva was looking into the past. She pushed her spectacles back onto the bridge of her nose and straightened cautiously, protecting the injury out of habit. Though the flash of memory was always sharper than these physical reminders. The blouse, save for the journey, crisp white linen only hours ago, was plastered to her back. Warm air blew in through the window like the open door of a bread oven. An old leather-bound book sat judgmentally on her lap. Alexander Pushkin was apparently some distant and obscure relative, and therefore someone Eva felt she should read. But the novel was about war and an ill-fated romance, and both themes seemed too close to real life. Eva stole a wary glance at the couple sharing her compartment, a middle-aged man reading the Brisbane Express and his petite wife. A businessman, or maybe a banker, given the fawn, Homburg and unimaginative pinstripe. The rich smoke from the cigar stub being champed with a sideways motion of his jaw reminded her of the dean's office. His eyes were in shadow, only the lower part of his face visible, full lips, jowls, stiff collar, black tie. Maybe he was a gangster, if there were gangsters in Queensland. He must be suffocating in a three-piece wool suit. Eva removed her spectacles and scanned the front page of his Express. She had to squint to read the newsprint, but the tone of the tabloid was clear from a single passage. Brisbane Bolshevism. The president of the Returned Soldiers League says that the Queensland government must rid the state of foreign refuse by deporting all Russians and Germans. It is shameful that the Bolshevists are in employment whilst returned men are looking for work. A fold in the newspaper prevented her from reading more and obscured most of an article titled Massacre of Armenians, Children Die of Hunger. Eva felt the familiar unease of shame and horror, of the terrors being played out even though the war was supposedly over. Were they all just stupefied by it now? How could one justify clinging to a belief in the nobility of the human spirit? The gangster's wife...